about.
I just don't like the a-holes.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
What is wrong with this woman?
I just love funny people. Funny people are great, you know, and so hilarious.
Lisa May, I want to smirk you like you've never been smirked before. And when you smirk, you're going to smirk my name so loud that everybody's going to go, oh, smirk. And then when it's time for me to smirk, I'm going to smirk on your smirks. And then once you lift my smirk off your smirks, and then next time you're going to say, oh, I want you to smirk me in the smirk. And then I'll smirk you in the smirk, and you're going to love it, baby.
And now,
cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle this morning, partial clearing this afternoon. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s.
She's not nearly as delightful as she thinks she is.
Our feature presentation.
I love that.
That's why they don't let me do the weather
she
anymore.
She just says zzz. She just adds on zzz. She forgot it. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31. What's going on?
Your phone calls are what's going on at 1-800-520-1067. It's the Tuesday morning edition of Kevin and Bean's What Did Your Nephew. What are you rebuilding there now?
I'm trying to... The microphone. I can't get it to...
He's all stooped over because he can't, no matter what he does.
It's not Kevin's fault.
For some reason, it's at my shins, and I can't figure out how to get the bar to stay
down it goes. Oh,
that's
Kevin,
what she said.
That's
what
you're going to have to take something for that.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry.
You have to do the show on your knees like Lisa does?
That was just to get the job. I get to stand now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Hey, guys, again, 1-800-520-1067. Isn't it weird that the president of the United States, African-born though he be, is only 48 years old? Doesn't that still – like, do you ever think about how weird that is?
No.
We don't think about presidents the way you do. They are not at the top of our mind all day long,
right,
every day.
But your whole life growing up, presidents seemed like they were always old white guys. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they were 75, it seemed like.
Sure.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It was, you know, it was George Bush the first and Ronald Reagan. And, you know, they were all, you know, much, much older. And now you look at Barack Obama and he's like Paul Abdul's age. You know, it's just it's just weird to think, you know, there's no way most of us at that age would ever be. It would even be conceivable that we would have the maturity to handle a job like that. You know what I mean?
Yep. Of course, yeah.
You are right about that.
And he's going to be out of office in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's going to have another 50 years to just pour it up.
Rule the world.
You know? Just cash those big government retirement checks is what he's going to have a lot of years to do. But it's just weird to me that he's that young. That's all. It's just creepy.
It's creepy? How do you
end
up with it's creepy?
It's just creepy. I don't know. It doesn't seem
you
right. I
mean,
I know
the meaning of the word creepy.
I know that he's, you know, constitutionally eligible and he's allowed and that it's technically legal. But I don't know. It just seems like he ought to have to be a little grayer in order to have the world's toughest job and the burden of the world on your shoulders.
Dude, give him 6 months. Yeah. He'll be grayer. They say he's aging like crazy.
That's the problem is a guy gets in there when he's 48 and then when he gets out of office 8 years later, he's 78.
Yeah. That's why you have to start early and young.
Yeah, his hair is starting to turn, but he's got the benefit of Black Don't Crack, so he'll still look pretty good when he gets out of office.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's just weird to me that he's so young. That's all.
All right.
Plus, you look at most guys close to 50, and you know they're fat and bald and schlubby, and they've given up, and they realize their best years are behind them. It's just the whole thing is weird. That's all.
All right.
You don't think he's human? Is that it?
I can get on board with him being an android or whatever it is, robot,
an African android.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Your phone calls now at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, homie, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
So last night, Kevin, the Dodgers are down, what was it, 6-1 when they started their comeback, Michael?
Yeah.
6-1, and then they chip away, and it's 6-4, and then it's 6-5, and then it's the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded. And who comes to the plate?
Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez with the bases loaded.
And he hits a grand slam.
And he takes a mighty swing. and hits the ball, and it's going, and it's going, and it's basically a shallow right field and gets caught for the out in the end of the game. That's basically.
That story doesn't have a good ending.
But I bring it up because you get a chance to see it with your own eyes. It's a pair of tickets to the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the St. Louis Cardinals on Monday, August 17th. That's at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers, of course, still in first place, so that's a pretty good prize for just a phone call.
All right, let's begin with Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hey, guys. What's up? What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I've had about 3 cups of coffee so far.
Sure.
Nice.
What's going on?
All right. What is up with these dudes that bring these chicks that I've only known like 2 months into engagement ring stores just to humor them?
Bring them in just to humor? You mean they're not buying?
Being married to these girls. They're just
well, you know what the answer is to that question. Yeah, exactly.
Penny droppers. That sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yes. I mean, if you're a guy, what are you going to do? I mean, you might as well just humor her if that's the next step to what you want.
Well, aren't they already getting what they want by the time they're going into a jewelry store?
No, no. She's saying that he doesn't have any intention of marrying her.
Right.
He's just going in there.
He's already getting,
I guess I would say, yeah.
I guess this continues. Why waste my time?
So you work at a jewelry store, and that bugs you because they're just wasting your time.
Yeah.
Do you call them out?
Sure, baby. Yeah.
Do you call them out and go, are you going to buy one today?
Yeah.
Did you already propose to her? How'd you do it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, how much you want to spend on her? Oh, $10,000. Yeah. What do you got, cash saved up or what?
Nice.
Nice.
She's tough.
She is tough. She doesn't want her time to be wasted because if those people weren't there, she'd be standing around doing nothing.
Exactly.
And you're right. At least I'm getting paid for it.
Right. But I'm saying, doesn't it make it a little more interesting to have a guy and a girl there talking to you rather than just standing?
No, I can be talking to myself.
You know what? I think she's doing a social service. She's trying to save these women. She's trying to
open
their eyes to the douches that they're standing there with, and I appreciate that.
Mm.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
There have to be times in your job, by the way, where you're helping customers that are serious about getting married, and you are thinking, why or how? Or
Girl, don't do it.
At that point, I'm just jealous. That's it.
Oh, that's sad.
We've all been married. Don't be silly. You're just fine.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Nope.
Yeah. If you're the type who gets jealous about other people getting married, maybe you shouldn't be working at a jewelry store, too, by the way.
Yeah, you are asking for trouble.
I mean, if you're a fat chick, stay out of the cupcake factory. That's all I'm saying. All right, thanks for the call.
Do you have a boyfriend, Kat?
Oh, yeah. We've been together for a while.
Oh, I see.
And he won't take her to the jewelry store.
Do you need us to call him?
You know what? At least he's honest about it. When I first started working there, I emailed him a couple of pictures of what I liked.
Right.
And the first comment out of his mouth is, like, don't send me any more emails.
Nice. All right. Well, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
And you did the wrong thing. All right. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. What'd it do?
What up, knuckle butt?
What's going on?
What'd it do, Jeff?
Hey, I need to hear the thing that cannot be named again.
The act that dare not speak its name?
Yes, exactly.
You need to hear the entire bit or just the, or just this?
The act that dare not speak its name.
Well, that's a start, but it doesn't kind of give you the whole essence of it.
Well, we can't really give you the whole essence of it, so to speak.
I hope that's not a joke.
Have you been thinking about this, Jeff? What's going on in your life?
I don't know. It just popped in, you know.
If you really want to relive that again, invite me over.
Yeah.
And pass out.
That's true. Just have Mike come over.
I promise to do it.
No. Can't have that one.
You don't want that much. All right. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
We offered.
Let's go to John. Hi, John. What to do?
What's up? Kevin and Bear.
What's happening?
Hey, man. Plaxico Burress. Did you hear about that?
Plaxico Burress? No. They
indicted yesterday. Yeah.
He was in court, yeah.
Yeah. His lawyer told him to admit to what was going on. So now the guy's going to get probably 2 to 3 years in prison.
What did he do?
Shot himself.
He was the guy that had the gun in his sweatpants and he went into a club and shot himself in the leg.
Let me ask this question.
Shooting himself in the leg?
It's been a while since this story happened the first time. Is the only thing they're charging him with just carrying a concealed weapon without a permit? I mean, is that it?
That's it.
You go to prison for that?
There's a mandatory sentence for carrying a concealed weapon.
No kidding.
New York is tough.
He must have been convinced 1,000% that he was going to get a worse charge if he didn't
Yeah.
You know.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out is guilty. What could the worst charge have been? I mean, what else did he do? It's not like he waved it around or shot anybody or anything like that.
I guess it would have been the same as if they found it on him rather than him shooting himself.
It's felony stupidity is what it is.
That adds a year.
It does. It adds an extra year. Thank you, John, for the call. That is one of the funniest stories ever.
It is. And, I just don't understand why it's 2 to 3 years in jail. That seems awfully severe for that crime.
Dude, we have nothing but space in the jails, though. Well, so we got to try and fill them up.
A while back, New York really beefed up their gun laws, especially he's getting extra charges because it was unlicensed. He let his license for that handgun run out and didn't think to renew it. And he was he's carrying a concealed, unlicensed weapon.
So there is more to it than just a concealed weapon.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, if he gets 2 to 3 years, he'll serve 4 months, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
If
that's how that'll work anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Seth. Hi, Seth. Hello.
Seth, what'd it do?
Hello.
Turn down your radios.
You know what he's talking about, B? He's saying 1,000 post offices are being closed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, they're dropping like flies.
I think they're going to not do Saturday delivery, too. I was talking to my postman the other day. And he said, I don't know. Right, postman? It just sounds funny.
That's one option, although most people inside the USPS, because, you know, I subscribe to a bunch of newsletters, they seem to think Tuesday is the day that they won't deliver.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the lightest volume day of the week.
Okay.
I'd like to suggest that you both have too much information on this.
Well, I think that's a good thing to know.
It is.
I can't believe Lisa's postman speaks English.
We're good friends, me and my postman.
And if it's certainly something you want to know, Kevin, if they're going to close your post office too, you know, that's why some people are interested. Is they're worried that they're going to lose theirs.
Kevin never goes.
I don't really go to the post office. I try to avoid that at all costs.
Right.
And so I haven't gone to the post office in 10 years.
Do you get mail delivered to your home?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's where it comes from. Comes from that post office.
Right. All right. You don't need to be a dick about it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you have more interaction with your local post office.
Okay.
You know, just because you don't go in doesn't mean that they don't service
your neighbors. Is my mail going to come? Or is it going to be canceled forever?
I hope, based on this conversation, they just take you off the list. when they start redistributing the route, I hope they go, well, Kevin hates the post office. He doesn't care about the post office. He won't miss his mail.
Yeah. Well, if that happens, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
It's like his email. He'll just deal.
Just whatever.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We need to give Bean a little bit of help as we have Rachel Nichols coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that your version of Psycho Mike?
First of all,
really?
I never need to hear that sound again. Second
I love
of all,
her so much, and she will be mine.
I can't believe I haven't gotten a million texts. This from Bean over this week and last week. Wait,
this is the actress that came into the studio last time, and Bean tried, why is the value of the dollar so low?
Because she was an economics major in college.
Yes, yeah.
So he thought
she
that would be a good conversation starter.
Wow.
And she
I did.
She had a look on her face like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So he wants some help with maybe an opening line, maybe a conversation starter.
Anything
that,
better than that.
Work. I don't need the help, but I'm willing to consider.
You need the help.
I'm willing to consider backups if you've got it. That's what's going on here. But she is a lovely actress. She plays Scarlett in the new G.I. Joe movie, and she'll be in tomorrow to talk about that. And I think tomorrow is when I'm gonna seal our love. I really do believe that it's gonna happen.
Define seal our love.
Well, I mean, I just think it's gonna become crystal clear to her that I am the way.
Wow. I need that tape for tomorrow. We can play it for her. Would you like to take that back on today's Kevin and Bean Show?
Okay.
We have an instant request. We're going to tell you about insects that can be controlled by remote control.
This is based on a what a do call.
Yes,
right?
And a real story.
That we absolutely didn't believe.
No, not at all. We said, you don't get a prize unless we can prove it. And then
boom.
It had been
five
proven in about
later.
5 seconds. Yeah. So we'll tell you about that. That's a little scary. And doggy sex toy, too. So all that's coming up this morning. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. That's coming up next.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
I know more about Lisa's mailman and Bean's FedEx man than I ever could want to.
Well,
you're focusing on the wrong part of my story. It didn't matter that he's the FedEx man. His relationship with his wife was what I was trying to tell you about that I find unique and interesting.
Right.
It's still your FedEx man's relationship with his wife, though, right?
But who cares who the guy is? If I just said I have a friend who? Forget the FedEx part.
You're friends with President who?
Yeah, it's.
I think the interesting thing to Ralph is that you know your FedEx man, and that Lisa knows her mailman.
My mailman.
That's all.
And well, remember her mama's cousin? She knows her mama's cousin and the friends of her cousins.
This is what was happening
here. And
the
girlfriend of the FedEx guy. Who are you people?
Here's what was happening here during the Rise Against song.
I know my UPS guy pretty good, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. What does Brown do for you?
Yeah!
Is that UPS?
How do you do Brown? More importantly.
That's where we were headed in that conversation. The stupid song ended. Wow.
Good times. Hey, you know, remember that rant I did about poor 7-Eleven, how I took 7-Eleven to task for their coffee lids?
Sweetheart cups?
It was just, I had an ass full of the fact that they had the sweetheart lids.
You were out of your mind with that.
You had to pull the little tab back and try to lock it in, and it never worked, and the tab would pull up in your hand, and the thing would split, and coffee would pour everywhere.
Right.
And I beseech them to get the hard plastic cast Solo lids with the pre-cut hole in them.
Right. Yeah, they were cheaping out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I was begging them to get the ones you could sip from, the sippy cup lids. Love those.
You weren't begging as much as demanding.
I was demanding. Yeah. And we had someone from 7-Eleven. Oh, we have someone from the Southland Corporation we talked to, remember?
Right.
Yes.
And they actually did eventually make the crossover.
They made
the good
the
lids. And I feel because I took them to task so much with their bad lids that I have to give them mad props now. I have to give them big ups, as the kids say.
Good coffee lids?
The new lids that 7-Eleven are using... It's a plastic lid. It's like a Solo lid, but it's got like the travel mug switch on top.
Look at that.
When you slide it over, it actually has a little thing that closes off the hole so you can't spill the coffee while you're driving.
That's
it's like a full-blown travel cup lid, but it's disposable in plastic, and that's all they offer now is these new lids.
Good for you, 7-Eleven.
Good for you, 7-Eleven. Cheers, 7-Eleven.
I agree.
Cheers, other convenience stores. That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty cool.
So good job, 7-Eleven.
That is a lot of excitement over a lid.
Well, look, if you go to 7-Eleven every morning and get your coffee like I do, a little improvement can really make your day.
All right.
So I just want to thank the people at the Southland Corporation for their good work.
Ralph's got no time for my story of a guy with a separate family in another country.
Yet he'll go on for 2 minutes about his stupid lid.
Well, everybody's got their cause, man.
Because
I guess.
These lids affect a lot more lives than your mailman and his girlfriend. That's all I'm saying.
Well, but still.
That's true. You got me there with the but still. Screech is back in the news. God. Dustin Diamond.
Damn it. He's Boo. The best.
He has just sold his autobiography.
What? Who
That's
would buy
right.
that?
Behind the Bell, it's called. Dustin Diamond promises it's going to be a wild tell-all of the wild times on the set of Saved by the Bell. Including sexual escapades, drug use, and hardcore partying.
He is not going to get invited to the reunion if he keeps going like this.
He's already been disinvited, by the way.
There, he
well,
said,
that's
don't
a
come.
Good move.
People magazine this week has a photo layout of the original cast back together again. They took photos of him, and he was not invited to the photo shoot.
Awesome.
And he was a pretty big part of that show. That's how much they hate this guy.
And rightfully so, by the way.
And they all know about this book he's supposedly writing, or apparently is writing, about their early days working together on Saved by the Bell. And to a man and a woman on the cast, they say, he must be making this stuff up because it really wasn't much to talk about. We were just kids and we didn't really do anything that was horrible.
Of course what a surprise. He's making this up. He's just a liar.
Remember the one when he lied? He's losing his house and was selling t-shirts because he couldn't afford to keep his house? And that was all bogus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So take it with a grain of salt. Screech's new autobiography.
It seems like everyone in the world is some good, some bad. You know, it's complex. Not him. He's just bad through and through.
It's all
There's
bad.
No good in him.
You guys threw him out, right? When you interviewed him?
We threw him out.
I think so,
He's
one
of the few
people.
And he's
the
one.
Best decision you ever made. Yeah.
He's the one with the Saved by the Smell sex tape, too, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's all bad.
That was it.
You want to work out like the stars?
Which stars?
The stars, air quotes.
Do they all work out the same?
Yeah, apparently they do. The latest trend, the latest hot workout for celebs, according to the New York Post. Have any idea what the newest fitness craze is for celebrities?
Newest fitness craze.
Apparently it's sweeping in the Hamptons. You know that
I'm afraid to ask.
Hoity-toity part of New York there where they all go to spend summers
in the Hamptons. Yes, yes.
I can't imagine.
Trapeze. The flying trapeze.
Ah.
What?
Yes.
How does that get you in shape?
Apparently, for just a couple $100, you get a two-hour session hanging 75 feet in the air. And the trainer who is training Kelly Ripa and Neil Patrick Harris, amongst others, promises you will get great core muscles by working.
I think you've got a great personality, you've got a great voice. I think you need to lose a few pounds.
By working on the trapeze.
I might like that.
That's pretty expensive right there.
It is. A couple $100 for
trapeze.
is what you're saying.
For a two-hour lesson on the trapeze.
Wow.
And it comes in handy, too, in everyday life, you know?
No.
When you're swinging out a window and you want to grab hold of somebody.
No.
No.
Let's all get on a trapeze. What do you say?
Not.
Joe Jonas is the clown of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh. I did not know that.
He is a prankster, Lisa.
Oh, I'll bet he is.
Apparently, when he's on the road with Kevin and Nick, I have no idea who these people are, by the way.
They're sisters.
Joe likes to liven things up during the sound check by coming out in different costumes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So far, on the current tour, he's been dressed as the Fruit of the Loom grapes, a pig, and a bottle of mustard. Oh, Joe. Oh,
that must, Joe. They must just laugh all day,
oh,
those
Joe.
Guys.
You're killing me with the mustard.
Isn't that insane? See, was that not crazy?
Kids, let this be a lesson. This is what happens when you don't get laid. You start dressing up in wacky costumes and you think you're funny. And you're just not. So just go have sex, Joe Jonas.
You're also a butt pirate.
Which one's getting married, by the way?
I think it's Joe.
I don't know.
I think so.
He was at a celebrity softball game recently with his fiance, and she had on a jersey that read, Mrs. Joe Jonas or whatever. And they're not even married yet.
She's not that hot either.
No, she's not. But look, if you've never been laid, what are you comparing her to? You know what I mean?
It's the guy that dresses up like
the Fruit of the Loom on stage for the sound check.
But he or one of his brothers, I don't know which one, used to be dating Taylor Swift. So at least you have that as like a point of reference, right?
A template?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look.
I think that was Kevin who was with Taylor.
I was not with Taylor, but if I could have been, I would have.
No, Kevin Jonas, not you, Kevin. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Daniel Day Kim.
Hey!
From Lost. He plays Jin, of course, on Lost. He is 41 years old today. You know, he'd make a great Kato for the Bruce, the Green Hornet movie. In the footsteps of Bruce Lee.
He seems a little too old for Kato for me. No?
He looks good. He's in great shape. Yeah, he's in great shape. Good actor. President of the United States, Barack Obama, celebrates his 48th birthday today. I'd like to see the birth certificate. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe it.
He could be 57 for all we know, or 35. How can you tell with them?
How they keep the records in Kenya.
That's right.
Billy Bob Thornton is 54 years old today, and actor-comedian Richard Belzer from Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He is 65 years old today. I'd like to see his birth certificate, too.
Okay.
Frankly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got some Weezer on the way. Also, Kings of Leon, new Rise Against. But you know what we don't have on the schedule this morning, Kevin? Anything new from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I know.
Seems like it's been, I was in high school the last time a Chili Peppers album came out. So it's been a while.
Last album they put out was Stadium Arcadium in 2006. And now Chad Smith finally has given an interview where he's saying they're planning on getting back together in October. To work on some new music.
Oh, that's great.
So we thought we would check in with our friend Anthony and find out just exactly what's going on with that band.
Anthony Kiedis, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hello, my good friends. Good morning. Yeah. How are you?
It must be so nice to have the luxury of being a successful rock band with money in the bank, and if you don't feel like working for a couple of years, you don't have to work for a couple of years.
It certainly gives us a lot more freedom, having money, and being successful, to take some time to get a little bit more creative, open up some doors as an artist. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
How do you open doors as an artist? What does that mean?
Well, you know, a lot of times you're restricted by many things when you're writing and coming up with music, time being one of them. And the record company saying, hey, we need you to really get in there and press to get that record done. But nowadays, we're successful enough that we can really, really work at our own leisure.
Gotcha. Now, your drummer, Chad Smith, your good friend Chad, who also goes by the name Will Ferrell in the movies, he said, you can't force people to play when they don't want to play or they aren't ready to play, not in our band anyway, but I guess it's been 2 years now, so you guys are ready and you are in the studio working on new music. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very true. We took our time. We all explored other creative avenues, and we're in the studio as we speak right now. We're in the studio in the valley, working on our record.
Now, Chad says that you like to do a lot of improvising and jamming, and songs come out of that. Is that what you're doing right now?
That's the basis for what we do.
Okay.
You know, Flea will come in with an idea. Tardio will come in with an idea.
Who?
John. John. That's what I said, right, John? Or Chad will come in, and we just kind of roll with it, and we see where that comes from. I've chosen to take a different route lyrically with this album.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What changes are you planning on making?
Well, in the past, a lot of times I worked with sound. I didn't think that the lyrics themselves needed to really mean anything.
Right.
I just based it on how good they sounded phonetically, and they went with the music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really making a conscious effort to work on lyrics almost like poetry with this album, and they're going to be very cohesive. They're going to tell a story, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Wow, so the words are going to make sense this time.
I've been listening to a lot of late 60s folk music, things like that. I really feel like it's important for me as a wordsmith to kind of work on that.
Okay.
And come up with more, like I said, more linear lyrics.
Sure.
Can you give us an example at all? Or?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I could just put the phone down and you guys can listen.
Oh, you're going to do it live?
Why not?
Fantastic.
Right? Why not?
Oh,
all right,
what a treat.
Let's see, guys. Here we go. Flea. Here we go. Hit it.
Yeah. Swagadaga, wangadangadang, butt plug, Sasquatch, African Mamba, California.
Okay.
What?
Anthony, first of all, that's nonsensical. Second of all, it sounds like every other song you've done the last 10 years.
That was linear? That had a beginning, middle, and end?
Frankly, I'm hurt by that.
Well, it just seems like you were
telling a story.
What was the story there? Because
I don't want to know the story because it involves an African and a butt plug.
I
don't need to hear the details. All right, maybe that's not the best example of the new process.
This is more of a ballad. This isn't what the typical Chili Peppers song sounds like. This isn't the funk, the P-funk. This is more of a ballad. Hold on, guys.
All right.
Chad, you okay? 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Coca-Cola boogers, wag-a-dang, smack-a-dang, ding-dong, KFC has grilled chicken now, California.
Okay.
So, that's a ballad?
Why, A, that's a ballad. B, why is California in all of your songs?
First off, I wasn't really aware of that. Secondly,
it is.
You know, California's very, we're from here.
Right. There are a lot of bands from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I can't really answer that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Never really thought about it.
If you wouldn't mind, Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, we just have time for one more. Could you give us something that really best illustrates the new direction the band is going in after 2 years off?
All right. Here we go. And like I said, I mean, I'm really not trying to draw just from random things around the room or what's happening right at the moment.
Right.
I've really thought out these lyrics. So
you have. Okay.
Take time. Please listen. Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, let's do the one we were working on earlier. That. No. Okay, here we go. Ready, Flea? 2, 3, 4.
That's same.
Calabasas ass mat. Whack-a-dang, a-sang-a-dang, wicked-dong-dong. I said, moons over Miami at Denny's. Not quite the value as a super bird, but it tastes good. Got one the other day, talking with Kevin and Bean on a show right now. These lyrics are really important. They're not random and they're not thoughts that are on my mind at the time. Whack-a-dang, a-dang-a-dang, swing-a-dang, bing-dong, dang-dang-dang, California.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
Yeah, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday morning. You guys think Rachel Nichols is laying in bed thinking about coming in tomorrow? You think she's thinking about the Kevin and Bean interview tomorrow, like I'm thinking about the Rachel Nichols interview?
No. I don't think she is at all. She probably doesn't even know she has to do it yet.
It's probably going to be a bad surprise in her day planner when she wakes up tomorrow is what you're suggesting.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Ralph has joined us in studio. Time for another beating, apparently. Would You Like to Take That Back has been the sensation of the Kevin and Bean Show in recent weeks. It gives us the opportunity to maybe revisit some of the things that we say on the air live and maybe take it back or not.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
I think you're looking at the wrong attitude, Bean. It isn't a beating. It's an opportunity. It's a second chance. It's like cash for clunkers. You bring in something that's horrible, and you get a little bit of a rebate, a little refund, and you get something that's shiny new and much better for the environment.
Right, but before Would You Like to Take That Back, we would screw up. We would say something that was horrible, that went over poorly, and it would be forgotten. It would be over. We would never have to revisit it again. Now it's almost like you're bringing us up on charges, and we've got to stand in front of God and a judge, and we've got to plead.
When you did it before, it would go into the comedy landfill and just pollute the atmosphere. Now you get a chance to recycle, reuse, and renew.
It was never forgotten. It scarred our brains.
Exactly. Here's a chance to cleanse our palate.
Yeah.
And make our carbon footprint smaller.
Intermezzo of radio.
So, in other words, this bit, Would You Like to Take That Back, is like taking a million cars off the road.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's like putting those fluorescent bulbs in your house.
Now I got it.
Ralph was doing an entertainment story about, I think it was Men at Work. Is that the band the dude was suing over?
Yeah. From 1983. Yeah, suing over their... Down Under?
Down Under. He's suing now for that song.
Right.
And we were talking about how that wasn't very timely, and then being jumped in.
Maybe just slowly just ate away at him for 26 years.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, get me a lawyer! If I hear that one more time on Jack FM. Beethoven's Fifth? No, my Fifth. I wrote that.
See what Bean did? He took another step.
That's really old. That's old.
That's old. Older
hundreds
than
of years old.
Bean has really, that was the point.
Bean has really stretched back.
Let's put that in the
He's
file.
He's made it even worse.
Come on. We were making
Let's
fun of the guy
file.
For
Let's
wait.
Put it in the file.
Did you hear that deafening silence? After
yes,
that
I certainly did.
Would you like to take that back?
I will not take that back, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to say, even hearing it again, even if I wrote it down on paper, that is a well-crafted joke. I am standing by Beethoven's Fifth, no, my Fifth.
You're standing by that, you're saying.
Absolutely. Tell me what's wrong with it. Tell me where it fails.
The deafening silence afterwards. Is your first cue that it's not working.
That should certainly give you an idea of the receivers.
It's not you.
The problem was with the audience that time. There was nothing wrong with the material. See, because the guy was suing.
Yeah, we understand
he took
why.
30 years right. to sue for
we
Down Under.
That.
I was suggesting that a song that was written in the 1700s.
We understand.
Somebody
it.
Would claim
this.
To.
Tells us so much about Bean, this reaction,
yeah.
more than it does anything.
Yeah. Look, I take most of them back when I'm presented with them, but I'm not going to just fold just to make the room happy. If I think the joke was legitimate, I'm going to stand by it.
God forbid Bean makes his audience happy. That's one thing he's never seemed to be concerned with.
Here's the thing about Bean. It's the sending of the joke. It's not the receiving. It doesn't
in
matter.
This case. Only That's in this true. Case I would say that.
All right. This is mine. Ralph was talking about the Saw films and how they were planning on two new ones.
Another Saw film is in the works.
Yes.
Saw 6 is due out right before Halloween in October, and then Saw 7 will be starting. Will start filming in January, so they've already signed up for another Saw movie.
Mm. A lot of sawing going on.
Want to play a game?
A lot of sawing going on. We don't put that in the file there, Mike.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of sawing going on.
Even your delivery had no confidence.
It's a dual use.
I understand.
Because sawing
yes.
uh-huh. and saw.
Right. Yes, Bean.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes.
You will take that back.
I have a standing I'll take all jokes back policy. It just makes it easier.
Sir.
So now we're talking about Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe, and we're talking about the kids and who they're going to go to, and Ralph was talking about Debbie Rowe's special relationship with them.
Raising the children with her.
This is weird, Ralph, because it seemed to me, before Michael's death, that she was completely out of the children's life. Like, I never heard stories of her visiting those kids in the years since she gave them up.
One of the kids was saying... She's out of my life.
Really?
She's out of my life.
About that.
That was a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
See.
Come on! It couldn't be any more connected.
Right.
Not even a little bit of a stretch.
Would you like to take that back?
No!
Oh.
Come on! That is nail on the head.
Here's why I would stand by that joke if I were Ralph. Because Bean used the words out of their life.
He used exactly those yes. words just before I went into it.
Yeah.
Could not be more on point.
So you're not going to?
I will not
you're
take that
with
back.
Right.
No, sir.
I'm not, you know, it doesn't work this way, but if I were in the jury, I would have quit Ralph for that joke. I thought that was funny.
You're the guy who wouldn't take back
my
Beethoven's Fifth.
It's my Fifth. That's my Fifth. Beethoven's Fifth.
I'd like to go back in time
and
see.
That is the gold standard, by the way. I'd like that you'd like to take that back.
I'd like to say,
would you like to take that back?
One more time on that joke, Pete. I'm going to give you another chance now for Beethoven's Fifth.
I'm standing by it, but I have a feeling the tape from today of me not taking it back is going to go in the next Would You Like to Take That Back, and then everyone after that.
In 1983, there was a song by Rick Springfield. And it was called Jesse's Girl.
You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
All right. So we were talking to phone callers. And what do you think the caller's name was? And who do you think had to make a reference to that? All right. Let's begin with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
How's your girl, by the way?
It's not all right. Put it in the file. All right. Yes, Jesse.
I like he says that's all right. It's okay. I understand.
But we'd still like to ask.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah.
Remembering that maybe not everyone is in the mindset of 1983 Rick Springfield,
which is why I thought it was funny because it was absurd. But I will take it back if you guys felt that missed. I'll take that one.
All right. What about 1 minute later when the next when the next call we went to, the guy's name was. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Jesse. Hey, Jesse. No
way. Hey.
What hey, Jesse, you? How's your girl?
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. I like that song, too.
Yeah, sure.
Lisa said on the air, I'm going to punch you.
Okay. Would you like to take that back?
I suggest don't take that back. Because the second time was funny.
It's funny the second time because it was stupid the first time and then you did it again, right?
Yes, I have to agree.
I got
to
tell you, the second time came around for me, too.
Yeah. Hold firm.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Can you not take back the second one if you already took back the first one?
There is that problem. Because if he hadn't done the first one, then he doesn't have the second one.
See, we've gone back in the past and changed history now, so now everything's different. That's a good point.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we can't get off the island. The Dharma Initiative doesn't exist back in the 70s.
You're going to have to take back the second one because you took back the first one.
Or take back your take back of the first one.
No, we can't take back.
Why not?
It's too confusing.
Would you like to take it back? Would you like to take that back?
Come on, take back the take back.
I don't know how that works.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Play it backwards.
Oh, it's like Back to the Future. If you run into yourself, you might set off some sort of time-space continuum
rift. We could
all
disappear.
Beethoven's Fifth. No, my Fifth. I wrote that.
That for sure needs to be taken
One last chance.
No, I'm standing by it.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm standing by it.
All right.
Hey, Jesse. How's your girl?
Rob's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores. Here's what you can pick up if you're so inclined. The new one by Modest Mouse. No One's First and You're Next by Modest Mouse drops today. And the soundtrack from Degrassi Goes Hollywood, music from the original movie.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah, for all you Degrassi High fans.
Hot.
Dave and Petros, basically.
Can't
That's
wait.
All people care about that. Speaking of Modest Mouse, and coinciding with the release of the new CD, the video that actor Heath Ledger directed for Modest Mouse is now available online. You can go to MySpace Music and check out the song called King Rat. It is an animated music video that Heath was working on at the time of his death, which left the clip unfinished, but it was completed by a video company called The Masses, and now it is finished, and you can see pretty much Heath's final piece of work, if you're so inclined. New DVDs in store as well. Race to Witch Mountain. That mountain comes out today on DVD with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Carlo Gugino. The Soloist with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx.
I have 2 strings on my cello.
Obsessed with Beyonce Knowles and Ali Larder.
Oh.
Mysteries of Pittsburgh with Nick Nolte and Mina Suvari. That's right. I said the Mysteries of Pittsburgh.
That exists?
Straight to DVD?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Oh, was it?
And speaking of straight to DVD, Labor Pains starring Lindsay Lohan. Which actually premiered on ABC Family a couple weeks ago. But if you want to see Lindsay pretend to be pregnant in Labor Pains, you can pick up the DVD. Would you like
to? What's frustrating is that the reviews that I read of that said the same thing they always say, which is, she's a talented actress.
In a bad piece of crap.
Yeah, she just can't seem to get her life together, but she can still do the work when she wants to.
Let's do a Lindsay Lohan update, shall we?
Lindsay Lohan.
She's headed back to work. Apparently she has tweeted via her Twitter that she has nabbed a role in the upcoming Robert Rodriguez movie called Machete.
Yeah!
Oh, nice kidding.
Now, Machete, for those of you who may remember, was one of the trailers that you saw at the outset of Grindhouse.
That's right.
The double feature with Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
They made fake trailers.
That's right. Danny Trejo starred in Machete. And apparently they're making the actual movie based around the trailer.
That's awesome.
Wow. That was they just effed with the wrong Mexican, right?
That's right, yeah.
They just effed with the wrong Mexican.
He has machetes and he cuts everybody's arms off. The cast includes Michelle Rodriguez, Robert De Niro, Jonah Hill, and Steven Seagal.
Oh, man.
That may be the greatest movie ever.
Wow, Steven Seagal.
So congratulations, Lindsay, if that in fact is true.
Lindsay just effed with the wrong Mexican.
That's from that trailer there?
That is, yeah.
Lindsay's also had some trouble. She's losing her hair, according to Star Magazine.
Losing her hair?
She has processed her hair so much. She has dyed. She has curled. She has put extensions in. Now her hair, her real hair, is falling out in clumps.
Attractive.
She better shoot that movie fast before she's all bald and whatnot. And also a fight going on between Samantha Ronson and Lindsay Lohan. Apparently their relationship is back in the off position.
Can we leave it in the off position?
I think it's a fight that's been continuing for weeks.
Sam Ronson apparently is, launching a new reality show.
Who gave him a reality show?
It's a girl, Samantha Ronson. And I have no idea why anyone would want to watch her on a reality show.
Just to see if Lindsay shows up.
Lindsay, yeah. Crashes through the window behind you.
Pretty much.
Breaks in.
It's like one of those horror movies where you think the body's dead and it keeps coming to life.
Right.
It's like Friday the 13th. She crashes through the window wielding a machete.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay is apparently upset that this will put her in a bad light. How is that possible?
No.
You can't paint an angel like you in a bad light, Lindsay. So they had a fight about that. So there is your quite thorough.
No kidding.
Lindsay Lohan update.
Lindsay Lohan.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Yes.
Take your time and all that, but I just thought you'd want to know that your boyfriend, Steve Zahn, is going to be on the phone here in a couple of minutes.
Zahn!
And we're going to talk to him after the top of the hour. How about that?
I love Steve Zahn.
I know you do. I know he's your favorite.
I can't wait to see The Perfect Getaway. It looks awesome.
How does this have you, happen with Mila Jovovich?
How did we not know until just this minute that we were going to have Steve Zahn on?
Because we're outlaws.
5 minutes.
Because we play by our own rules.
Yeah!
That's how we roll.
Because Ralph and Steve have a love that can't be contained or defied. That's why when the urge hits, one of them has to call the other one. That's what's going
on
here.
We're mavericks.
Oh,
it's not politics as usual over here.
You have to figure out a way to get invited to the farm in Kentucky for the weekend, Ralph. That's your goal here.
I'll clean out some stables. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever it takes. You must need some extra, an extra hand on the farm, right?
Sure.
Must be some hay that needs to be baled.
And who would be
some
better working on a farm than you?
Needs to be repaired. Hey, how do you know I'm quite
sun.
The handyman?
Outside in the sun.
I just put a doggy door in my house this weekend.
No kidding.
By myself.
And it works?
It works.
I'm impressed.
The dog can go in and out.
Does it have to ring the bell anymore?
It works
anymore?
Both ways?
No.
Our trainer said he shouldn't be ringing the bell anymore because it gives him too much power and status. It makes us the servants. Used to ring the bell, and we'd go and open the door for him and let him out. And now the trainer, we had a new dog trainer, says, no, he can't do that because it gives the dog all the status in the relationship, and you need to be the alpha so you can't be his servant. He can't direct you with the
Cesar Millan, does that sound right to you? Or
It's a good idea, but I recommend maybe dangling some razor blades outside the dog door because then you will really reinforce the idea that you are in charge.
You must
be the prom queen, the trailblazer, the alpha dog.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Caesar.
This has seemed helpful.
Today's celebrity birthday is Billy Bob Thornton is 54 years old today.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Richard Belzer from Law & Order SVU is 65.
I'm not sure what that means.
He's 65. That's what it means. It's his 65th birthday. It
means he's having a birthday.
President of the United States, Barack Obama, celebrates his 48th birthday.
I can't trust Obama. He's an Arab.
No, he's not.
Those videos that came out around the election were great.
It's crazy. Even McCain going, oh, crap. Look, don't be on my side, will you?
Hey, Kevin, you know that those people are still out there. Oh, they still feel the same way, too. We just don't see them anymore.
Oh, sure.
And Daniel Day-Kim.
Hi!
Plays Jin on the popular TV series Lost. is 41 years old.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
No, I would not, because Tom Petty is not on Lost, and he's not 41, so I would not say that to Tom Petty, Billy Bob. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's interesting, Ralph, that your boyfriend Steve Zahn on the phone, yes, he was in for management, but you scared him away so that he probably vowed to never be in the same
that
room as you again.
Is not true. I'm sure just his scheduling just got away from him, and he wasn't able to be in, but I'm sure he misses us as much as I miss him.
We're always delighted to have the great Steve Zahn back on the Kevin and Bean Show, and he joins us on the phone from New York right now. Hey, Steve, how are you, man?
Guys, I'm actually in the car outside.
Oh, come on in, Steve.
Is he afraid to get out and come in?
Van. I'm doing the rounds in a van.
You're in a van.
Well, I don't blame you, because, Ralph, there was a little bit too much love being professed last time you were in, and I think I would have been a little afraid too, Steve.
It was beautiful, and I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Steve. And I think Steve's on and me in Hawaii, that would be the perfect getaway. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
That would be
terrible, wouldn't it, Steve? All right. A perfect getaway. Tell us about it.
Okay. And go.
Go.
Go. It's a hard one to set up. Look, number one, even a one that's easy to set up, I'm horrible at this.
Like, oh, all right. Okay.
But it's this thriller suspense. Me and Mila Jovovich are, like, you know, on a honeymoon, and we go to Hawaii to get away and do this crazy trail to these beaches secluded, and we find out there's a couple killing people, and they happen to jump the main island to this one, and everyone suspects everyone, and you don't know who's doing what, and there's a big twist.
The big twist that you're the killer?
Kevin, you can't ask the big twist.
I'm just saying, it's a big twist. That would be a big twist.
Dude, listen to me. Hear this voice?
You're not the killer type?
That's not very threatening.
Okay.
No. I can tell Steve plays the everyman in this movie because he wears glasses.
Exactly. That's my character.
Just guy with glasses?
We wanted to be different. I said, I want to wear some glasses.
So you and Mia Jovovich go to the island, you go backpacking, you run into some other couples, right? And then they start trying to figure out.
And you got to find out who's doing what. Right. And look, there's eight people in the movie, basically. So if you sit down and, like, guess, your chances of guessing right are probably pretty good.
You get a 1 out of 4 chance, pretty much.
That's right. You know how to sell a project.
Now, Steve, you're fortunate enough, and due to your talent and success in the past, you're able to work, it seems like, as much as you want. I know you get a million scripts. You must read scripts all the time. Tell me about the first time you read this story. Is this something you saw instantly as being a great movie for you, or something you took some convincing, or what was the attraction like at the beginning?
Well, at first they said it was Hawaii.
Sure,
you're in.
That was almost enough right there. You know, I got it in January.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
No, I mean, I sat down to read this, and I thought, okay, it's a thriller. And then you get halfway through it, and you're like, okay, yeah, it's like the thriller going. Let's cut to the end. But it really did floor me. I'd never read anything like it, and I had to go reread because I thought, what did I miss? And then I thought, hey, this would be a challenge. How do you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work as a film by any means.
Sure. As Steve continues to sell it.
And then it works. I saw it, and I thought, no, that actually works.
That's gotta be and you get to be married to Mila Jovovich, too, which ain't too bad.
Yeah, no, it's great. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's
and
hot.
And Kiwi Sanchez.
Flyer's database has been updated.
She's a good-looking girl.
She's hot, too, yeah.
That's not a bad gig if you can get it, I'll
and
tell you
Timothy
that.
Oliphant is a good-looking dude, too, I'm just saying.
He's nice. I always get paired up with these jerks. Like, you know, Paul Walker and Matthew McConaughey.
Sure.
And Oliphant. And I just give up. I'm like, I'm not going to diet or run anymore.
It's not worth it.
So I get to the point where I really look in the mirror. I go like, man, you look good, Steve. You look, and not even just turning sideways and sticking your butt out or anything like that.
Just
like,
straight on?
Wow. And then I get on set and I go, oh, man.
Yeah. On the farm in Kentucky, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
At the little
place down here where I get milk,
right.
I'm hot.
Exactly. That's right. That's
you're
right.
The best looking guy at the lumber yard, and then you show up on the set, and then it all goes to hell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, right before you came on, Mr. Zahn, if you're just joining us, our friend Steve Zahn is on the phone right now. We're talking about A Perfect Getaway, his new film that opens everywhere on Friday. Ralph was trying to come up with various tasks that he could perform around the farm. He didn't know whether this was the hay baling season or if you need to be rotating the crops or what's going on out there that he could help you with.
Well, okay, you missed the cutting.
Oh,
but
damn.
Getting a lot. We're like 4 inches. It's raining right now. We're getting 4 inches more than we're usually on the year.
Okay.
So it looks like we're going to have another cutting.
So you're going to need some help, right?
Yeah, we're going to need to cut hay again and roll it. So that's going to happen in like September.
All right. I can see Ralph doing that.
I'm cheap labor, Steve. I'll be there, man.
There's always stuff to do, believe me.
If Ralph just shows up out of the blue, though, and says, hey, Steve, buddy, how's it going?
Hey, it's cutting time.
Cutting time. You need to get some security and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, I got dogs. And
all right.
All right. Hey, man, better than that, I have kids.
That's right. Scare me right off.
All right, Ralph. I don't want to step on your moment here. We have to say goodbye to Mr. Zahn. Anything else you need to add before we close?
Just looks like another great performance and another entertaining film, Steve. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You ever going to come in again, or is it all phone now?
No, I'm coming in.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'm going to be in there Wednesday. We're tomorrow. I have to go to New York and then fly to... I'll be there tonight. Tomorrow.
Oh my God. All right. Sounds to me like it's all said.
Steve, you got to lay up the Ambien, man.
A Perfect Getaway opens on Friday. Steve's on, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
What you're telling me is this time tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, the next Mrs. Bean is going to be in our studio, the beautiful Rachel Nichols. That's what you're telling me.
I'm telling you tomorrow at 8, but no, not the next Mrs. Bean, because...
Why?
Bean is obsessed with Rachel Nichols.
Yeah. Because she's the best person ever in the whole world.
When did you first discover her?
I think probably Alias, when she came on. For folks who don't remember the last couple seasons of Alias, the Jennifer Garner spy show, she was the super hot blonde agent who joined the team. And I just totally fell for her. But ever since then, you know, she's been in tons of movies. She was in Charlie Wilson's War. She, of course, is the green alien in Star Trek. And she's Scarlet in G.I. Joe that's coming out this year.
Bean obsesses. This might not surprise you to hear. When he likes somebody, he really goes overboard.
Loves.
And at the end of every phone call that we would have with him, he would say, when do we have Rachel Nichols on the call?
Yes.
And that's when we all knew to hang up because he did it so many times.
He went on for months.
It went on for months.
I love Rachel Nichols.
Right.
So sue me. If you can't, if you can't understand our love, if our love is too big for you to wrap your head around, then fine.
And when you say our love, you mean your obsession.
Oh, no.
That's
it's,
what you
look. Last time she was in, I think she was in promoting P2, and I was the only person in America who went to see that. But when she came in last time, I laid the groundwork for building a long-lasting relationship. And I feel like I got off to a good start. I feel like now I'm ready to close the deal. I think tomorrow when she leaves here, she's going to leave here with a ring on her finger.
Okay, so wait, let me go back. One, I don't know, 12-minute interview where were you even here?
No.
No, I was not.
Okay, yeah.
No. And you remember, this is
but
where
now you're going to seal the deal.
This is where the why is the dollar so low question
yes,
came
it
from.
Is.
This is a classic question that Bean asked. I guess you looked at her bio and she graduated. What? She studied economics?
Major?
She had an economics degree, I think from Columbia or Brown or someplace like that. And I thought, you know what? She's probably tired of being the beautiful girl. She's probably tired of people always talking to her about show business stuff. I thought what I would do is I'd tickle her brain a little bit. I thought I'd be the guy who comes up and appreciates how smart she is, not just lusts after how beautiful she is. So that's why I thought asking a question about the economic crisis at that time would be the type of thing to get her to, you know, notice me too.
Did you say tickle her brain?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning showing that I was appreciative of more than just your beauty. That's all.
Right. So I actually have that clip, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't think we need to hear it. I mean, I think people have heard about it. I don't think
that's... I'd like to hear it.
Last time Rachel Nichols was in and Bean was obsessed and he asked her about the dollar. And then listen to his response when she says no.
Tell me why the dollar is so low. Because I don't understand why we're getting beat up around the world. And you're the smartest person I know in this topic. I don't
tell
have Mr. Bernanke on speed dial.
Oh, you know what? The dollar... I'm at a loss. I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you more. I graduated years ago.
Yeah.
Really...
You don't keep up with the math and the economy?
Yes. That happened.
You don't keep up with the math,
with the math
the economy?
And the economy?
Tell me why the dollar is so low. I remember sitting in the studio and looking in her eyes, and she was just dumbfounded.
She struggled for 15 years to become an actress and to work on television and film, and she's finally starring in a motion picture, and she gets a dollar question.
And if I remember correctly, it came out of nowhere. It came out of left field. Like, we weren't speaking about the economy or anything else. It was just Bean was going to show her.
You're saying Bean came up with something that wasn't germane to the conversation and just randomly dropped a weird statement in there?
Why is the dollar so low? Did you want a serious answer to that? Because that answer, even if she gave it, sounds super boring to me.
I told you what my idea was.
You would
just tickle her brain on your own time, will you? We have an audience.
Look, at that point, I don't care about the Kevin B. listeners. You know that. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get this love to take off. That's what I'm trying to do.
Let me ask your plan was.
Let me ask you this question.
Drop the hot, sexy economics question.
Did your love take off based on that that question?
I feel like it did, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Yes, I do. Lisa May, you're a woman, sort of. What would your reaction have been had you been in Rachel Nichols' shoes?
I would have got up and walked out.
Right.
She's
really?
She's a much better human being than me.
Well, she's an actress, too, so she's probably pretending. But there's no part of you that thinks, wow, this guy cares what I think, or this guy knows that I'm smart. It's not just about my beauty and my acting.
Well, if I had an answer, maybe, but now I'm just looking stupid. Thank you, Bean.
Yeah.
That was really helpful.
If she gave a rat's ass about the economy, then maybe it would have worked.
Bean, I think
now I'm there going, I don't know.
I think it only matters if you appreciate her mind, if you are in a relationship with her, and you can somehow show her that. You can't just ask her a question out of left field doing an interview when you're not even in the room with her about the value of the dollar. She doesn't go, this guy really appreciates my mind.
First of all, I am in a relationship with her. And second of all, I got another shot tomorrow.
We need to cancel the interview.
Yeah, we really
do. No. It's going
to
be awesome.
Or we may have technical difficulties from the island. I'm just saying. Yeah, he may drop out
even
during
better.
That interview.
That would be even better.
Do you want me to get on a plane, Ralph? Is that what you prefer to have me get on a plane to be in studio tomorrow? Is that what you want? Because I'll do it.
Listen to his outrage.
What? You don't keep up with the math and the economy?
What?
You don't keep up with math and all that fun stuff? The economy and math? All those great fun things?
Even you, Bean, have to go, oh, that was a swing and a miss.
Okay, I'm going to say it was a swing and a miss, but you get three strikes, and I've still got two to go. So I'm still in the batter's box.
The fact that she's in to promote P2, which is a thriller, right, where she's scared for 2 hours.
Right.
You couldn't go to, you know, you look like you just constantly have to be afraid during the film. Was that emotionally exhausting for you as an actress? I mean, to appeal to her mind, maybe something to do with what she does. Maybe to come at it from that end.
I just feel like she's got to be so tired of people asking her questions about acting and stuff.
But she doesn't get nearly enough economy questions. That's what she's really jonesing for.
Being she is an actress and she was coming in to promote that movie. So
okay,
she wanted to talk about that.
Let's move past perhaps strike one and see what my approach is on the next pitch when I have another shot at it tomorrow.
Well,
maybe
we'd
maybe this is something, but maybe we can get some people can call in maybe and offer their take on that situation and their suggestions on what the right next move is.
You're worried about strikes and fastballs when you can't even play Fungo.
That's a good reference. So you want listeners to call. And give you advice on how to not make that colossal of a mistake tomorrow.
I don't feel like I need advice, but if they have anything they'd like to share, if they have any observations or any suggestions, I'd be willing to listen. I mean, even the best hitter, you know, has a hitting coach.
Would you consider yourself the best hitter when it comes to hitting on chicks?
I haven't had a tremendous success rate, but I'm telling you, I feel like I'm making some headway with Miss Nichols.
So you want... What do you want? You want lines? You want questions? You want things you can say? You want suggestions? Is that what you're looking for?
I think we would listen to those, sure.
Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have people call. They're going to give Bean great suggestions. And tomorrow he's going to just demolish us all with another...
I don't think that'll work for me. I think I'd rather stay with... What kind of your favorite map?
All right. People know what the situation is. They know that I love her so much.
Right.
She loves me, too. She just doesn't realize it yet. I need to find the key to unlock that door. That's what I need. So that's the call we're looking for at 1-800-520-1069. You heard what I tried last time. What should I try tomorrow when Rachel Nichols comes in? That's the question on the table, and we'll take your calls when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin, your heart is black. A lot of our listeners still support love. A lot of our listeners are still delighted to see Rachel and me get together. Listen to Andy, for instance, who writes in, hey, if Seth Rogen can get Katherine Heigl, then Bean can... Oh, wait, that was in a freaking movie. Yeah. There's no way that Bean, the Sasquatch, could even think he could pull a beauty like Rachel Nichols. All right, so maybe not so much with the Andy. But other people think it's likely that tomorrow I'll close the deal.
Nope, no one thinks that.
Maybe you should get her really drunk like Katherine Heigl was and Knocked Up.
Rachel Nichols is coming in tomorrow to talk about G.I. Joe, and Bean is obsessed with her and won't stop talking about her. And
because I love her.
And last time he asked her,
tell me why the dollar is so low, because I don't understand why we're getting beat up around the world, and you're the smartest person I know in this topic. I don't
tell
have Mr. Bernanke on speed dial.
Oh, you know what? The dollar, I'm at a loss. I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you more. I graduated years ago.
Yeah. You don't keep up with the math and the economy?
Wow.
Not a smidgen of irony in that question either, by the way.
Right.
He really thought this was going to be a really cool question to ask her.
He thought she was going to, the light switch was going to turn on and she was just going to come to life.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because I really love economics so much.
She sounds so cute on that tape. All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. James on line 2 has a suggestion he'd like to share on what I can do tomorrow to make it happen between me and Rachel. Hey, James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Being stepped away from the radio, and Kevin and Ralph, you can pull something off within like 12 hours to get this guy to like die in a few instances. Okay, now
to die in a few instances.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to kill him?
I don't know.
Wait, why do I have to be killed just because I want to make time with my lady?
He's saying it's for your own good.
Yes.
Because
that is right.
When she comes in tomorrow, you're going to be further away than you are now.
Okay, we don't have time for James. We have to move on to Michelle.
Those
Michelle
rare cases is on... where death would actually be better for you.
Right. Michelle is on line 5. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What say you?
Hello.
Listen, as a woman, I don't want to hear the tacky, cheesy lines like, hey, baby, can I get in them jeans or stuff like that. So if I were as good looking as Rachel Nichol, I'd want to be like, you're so beautiful. May I take you out sometime if you really want to score her?
Well, first of all, he doesn't.
Right.
It's his active imagination.
Yes.
If she said, I want to go on a date with you, he would fold.
Right. He has no real interest in any real relationship with her.
He would roll up into a ball on the floor.
If it's not a fantasy relationship, it's not worth having.
Right. Absolutely untrue. I would be on the next play. But listen, don't you think she gets hit on a lot and is told she is beautiful a lot, Michelle? I mean, honestly, how much impact can that make?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, she is an actress, so I'm pretty sure she meets, like, douchey actors, douchey comedians, like, all the time.
Right.
So since he's a radio host, he's something on the different page. You know what I'm saying?
The lower page.
She doesn't have douchey DJs enough.
So, I mean, it's a different page. You know what I'm saying? So I think he has to approach it in a different way and have, like, a swagger.
So be more. I'm sorry.
Did
you just use the word swagger and talk about Bean in the same sentence?
Yeah, Bean and swagger.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
you're living in more of a fantasy world than I am if you think I got swagger. All right, thank you for the call. You don't think Seacrest has already tapped that, do you?
He's got a better shot than you.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Bean's professing mad love for her. Can't get enough of her. Wouldn't bother to come into the studio to be with her when she's in here tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
Good point.
I know.
I love her so. If it were more convenient with my schedule, I would be there. All right, let's try. Why don't we try John? He's on line 1. I don't know about this one, but we'll.
I think this is a guarantee. John, hi.
Hi, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Bean. So you set yourself up for the best line ever, man. Next time she's in, just ask her how many states she's gotten a haircut in.
That's true.
Unless you didn't hear, Bean's goal, for some unknown reason, is to get his haircut in all 50 states.
Well, consecutively.
Right.
Okay. And
it's an honorable goal.
So you're saying ask that of Rachel Nichols, and then you think that'll bring out some kind of positive reaction?
I think it'll help her see what kind of guy you actually are and what you're into.
Oh, well,
that's true.
That's what he doesn't want to show her.
She will learn a lot about Bean.
Thank you for the call.
I need to hide that.
How many states have you gotten your hair cut in, Rachel Nichols?
Ralph, what would you do? You're a former ladies' man before you walked down the aisle. If you were in my situation, knowing what you know about Rachel and me, what would you do?
Give up? I would compliment her talent.
Her talents.
Yeah. No, I would talk about her gifts as an actress.
Her
and
gifts.
I would talk about her performances and the emotional depth of the characters that she creates. And I would appeal to her sense of pride about her skills, and I would stay away from her appearance and her looks, which must be, she must be tired of being commented on.
Boring!
Would you ask her about the economy?
Never.
Okay.
That would never happen.
Let's go to Sunny. Hi, Sunny.
Hey, I don't know about the psycho stuff with haircutting and all that. Hey, I'd go with something like, hey, my name is Rick James.
Tell her that you're Rick James. Yes. Yes, I think that would work.
Does that work for you?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
All right, thank you for the call.
That's timely. All right, let's try David. Let's try David on line 5. He's got a different approach as well. Hey, David, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa Mary.
Hello.
Hey, Bean, this works for me all the time. You walk up and say, you are the second hottest chick I've ever interviewed.
That works for you all the time?
She will be dying to know why. It's such a back compliment.
It's a backhanded
compliment. Why aren't I number one?
So you're really cutting her down. So it's kind of like that way. So then she has to figure out why she, how she could be number one.
Exactly. Everyone else is telling her how beautiful she is. You need to tell her how she is that beautiful.
Interesting. So you're in the psycho Mike school of you want a hot chick with low self-esteem. That's the ideal candidate.
Well, how else will she accept you?
She has to have low self-esteem.
Like if she has high self-esteem, she's going to go for you? I don't think so.
I don't know. What do you guys think? If I told her she's the second hottest chick we've had in here lately?
You couldn't pull that off.
No.
She would just
be insulted.
Yep.
You said
yeah,
she would just
like
be insulting. That's what I think, too.
It is insulting, but it's got to be pulled off by the right person.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we
him.
Have time for Steven. He's on line 8. Last word on what I should do. By the way, Rachel Nichols in the studio 24 hours and 12 minutes from right now if you want to hear for yourself.
It's going to go so bad. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
I have just the line for you, but don't use it till you already have 2 strikes, all right?
Okay.
Okay, well, right now I'm only at 1 strike, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Hey, girl, when are you going to let me tap that?
Yes.
That's Bean. Wow.
Yes.
That's got Bean written all over it.
Bean, I will give you $100.
Hey, girl, when are you going to let me tap that? I'm supposed to pull that off?
Who could pull that off better than you?
Oh, but what if it worked? What if it worked?
That's a great tip, Stephen. Thank you. What no if it problem. Worked? Listen to him up there.
I'm just saying. I'm
Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It is 7:53.
And here's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the Showbiz News, I have tickets to give away to a very special event. It is our advanced screening of a motion picture called District 9.
Aliens.
Which will be in theaters everywhere August the 14th, but you'll get to see it before anybody else here on the Sony Pictures lot here in beautiful Los Angeles. District 9, I've had the pleasure of seeing. I caught it down at the San Diego Comic-Con, and it is a remarkable piece of filmmaking. You will really, really enjoy it. It is thoughtful, thought-provoking, disturbing. And at the same time, it's a great Hollywood thrill ride with aliens and great action sequences and special effects. So that combination doesn't come by very often.
That's true.
So I think you will definitely enjoy it. The first 5 callers, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. The first 5 callers who get through to Miss Cleo and say, look at the size of your cans.
That's the code word?
That's the code word, yeah.
Right.
You'll be awarded a pair of tickets to see the very special advanced screening of District 9. I think this is going to be a big hit. I think this is going to be one of those little movies that takes off via word of mouth and just becomes a smash.
Looks really good.
It really is really well done. I think science fiction really is at its best. There's a lot of good science fiction movies, but it's at its best when it sort of addresses real sort of human condition and has a little bit of intelligence, a little little aspect to it that makes you think.
Yeah.
And this movie definitely has that. Yeah, you it'll go right over your head,
okay.
But most people will appreciate it.
All right, good.
Hugh Jackman has just signed on to star in a new movie musical. It's the comeback of the movie musical.
Yes.
You know, he's a big stage musical comedy dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did Oklahoma and Legs Diamond, a bunch of other musicals.
Is that code for anything, by the way?
Legs Diamond?
Legs Diamond? No, that
no,
was
no,
an
no,
actual
he's a big
musical.
Stage musical guy.
No.
Yeah. Does a lot of stage musicals.
All right.
And he's a guy.
He's very happily married with kids.
Very masculine.
Beard. He'll be playing P.T. Barnum in a new movie musical called The Greatest Showman on Earth. Of course, there was a very popular musical called Barnum years ago, starring Jim Dale.
Mm.
And it was about P.T. Barnum and how he started the circus. The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, you've heard of that?
Sure.
Yes.
He was the original original showman who started the circus. Apparently, Anne Hathaway will be co-starring with him. And remember at the Oscars, they did that number together. He pulled her out of the audience up on stage, and they did that song and dance number. And apparently, the chemistry worked so well that they're going to star together in this musical. So
practically everyone who's acted in, produced, or even seen a play is gay.
Hugh also says he'd like to do a movie version of the musical Carousel. And he would also like Anne Hathaway to co-star with him in that.
Why doesn't he just marry her?
I think he might.
Leave it's his Anne wife, Hathaway. It could happen.
I still think she's hot, no matter what Kevin says.
She is hot.
She knows.
I don't think she's not hot. I just don't think she's as hot as you do.
I think she's way hot.
She's hot.
Nah.
She's hot.
No, you can't say it in a whisper. You have to just, it's got to be a throwaway. You got to go, she's hot. That's the hottest she gets.
Get smart? Hot.
Yeah, she was hot.
Hot.
Hot, though. Not hot. No. No. Just hot.
Speaking of musicals.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Well, that was 5 minutes ago, Rodney.
Speaking of musicals over the weekend, the L.A. Philharmonic did a production of Guys and Dolls. Here in Los Angeles. You know who starred in it? Jessica Biel.
Really?
How yes. was she? Did you hear?
She was awesome.
Really?
Jessica Biel.
She did a great job. And she would like to do more musicals as well. Maybe she and Hugh Jackman should get together. But she was great. She co-starred on stage along Ellen Green and some very other talented musical comedy performers. And here's a little piece of an interview she did where she talked about her singing background.
I was in and out of voice lessons for all those years, you know, when I was not busy working on a film or something. But I'm definitely a shower singer and a car singer, and but I haven't done anything like this in a very long time.
Shower, yeah. Jessica Biel, shower. That's all I heard. I don't know what she was talking about.
Just those words. Yeah.
Did you lose a bet with Lisa May and now you have to do all musical news in your showbiz report today?
Look, it's just weird. It's people. A new trend in Hollywood of people doing musicals.
You can't ignore it.
You can.
It's in the news, people.
I'd like to suggest you can ignore it.
I can't ignore it.
Okay.
Here's bad news. Let's say you're Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
You're Nicolas Cage.
That's not bad news in itself. But you get a call from the IRS and they say, Mr. Cage, you owe us over $6 million in back taxes.
What?
The IRS!
Really? Really?
Is that the IRS?
Let's hear that again, Bean.
But not so loud.
The IRS!
Really?
Oh. That's from... I always feel like somebody's
yes,
watching me by
yes,
Rockwell.
It yes, oh indeed. What? And you thought that is clear enough?
The IRS!
Come on.
Who's with me?
No one.
Oh, have I been waiting for an IRS story?
It is no FBI.
The FBI!
Oh, Lisa, God damn you.
The IRS! So anyway, the IRS reportedly is... The FBI!
No, the IRS has...
The IRS!
That's right. Has filed a lien against his mansion in New Orleans that he's trying to sell.
Okay.
Because he owes $6.2 million in back taxes from his 2007 return.
To who?
To the IRS.
Well,
come on, Bean, I set you up.
The IRS!
How do you underpay your taxes $6.2 million?
Seriously. You're trying to get away with something. That's not it. That's not
but
an accident.
But who's trying to get away with $6.2 million of something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And how do you make that big a mistake if it's not on purpose?
Yeah, this is not the first time he's been in the trouble with the IRS. In 2000...
With who?
The IRS.
The IRS!
In 2008, he...
That's the worst piece of audio we have.
He owed the IRS $660,000 in back taxes. That's reasonable. Maybe, you know, $660,000. If you're making the kind of money he's making,
I guess,
you could see
if you're
maybe,
making $50 million a year, sure, you can
maybe,
make that mistake.
You know, wrong column of numbers gets added up or something. But $6.2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, he needs to fire somebody.
Yeah. So he's trying to sell this house in New Orleans, this mansion, which is worth about $3.6 million. The IRS has filed a lien against
him. The IRS!
So that he will, he won't see any proceeds from that. And he's down to one house, too, by the way. After if he sells this one, he'll just have one home.
How's he supposed to do
Can
that?
Can you imagine living in just one home? Poor
is he,
guy.
Is he protective of those homes? In that home, he has one of the original copies of the Declaration of Independence, though, so he's still doing all right.
That's a movie, Bean. It's the National Treasure films. Today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Day Kim of Lost is 41 years old. Barack Obama
president of these United States, is 48 years old.
I hope he fails.
Yeah, I know you do. Billy Bob Thornton is 54.
Well, it's mashed potatoes with no gravy. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, by the way. Very true.
And Richard Belzer from Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Homicide is 65 years old.
I've never met him.
Well, it's not important.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's still his birthday, and it's not important that you haven't
met him. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
First, though, a Kevin Amin instant request. We take these every once in a while. Somebody comes up with a good idea that perhaps it would be good to do something. So let's do an instant request, shall we?
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin Amin.
Instant request.
We go to the email bag. We hear from Jim this time. Hey, guys, and Lisa. I feel that Kevin Amin listeners, California, and the world in general would benefit from hearing a meeting between Sarah Palin and your own Jed the Fish. They're both so focused and articulate. I'd love to hear them debate some issue of political importance.
It's the Kevin and Bean show in the morning. Jed the Fish here. I remember it was 1983. I was with Debbie Harry at the Troubadour.
Hey, Jed. We weren't talking about 83 or concerts or anything. We have an instant request here.
I dyed her hair with iodine.
Okay. All right. Jed, you're already famous as a radio DJ for many, many years. And Sarah Palin, who we welcome on the phone right now, is talking about getting into radio now that she is no longer the governor of the great state of Alaska. Hey, Miss Palin, how are you?
Oh, gosh. I just couldn't be more super. And it's great to talk to you two fellas.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Have you met Jed the Fish yet? He's here, too.
I've never quite had the pleasure, but I'm sure it's just great.
Well, vodeo-do-do to you. In the morning time, did you know that the salamander is the world's largest amphibian, growing up to 5 feet in length?
Well, sure. And in the cicada's cry, no sign can foretell how soon it must die.
What?
That's true. You can melt pearls in vinegar.
No one travels along this way but I, this autumn evening.
What's happening?
Coca-Cola averaged 9 sodas per day in sales in 1886.
Clouds appear and bring to men a chance to rest from looking at the moon.
Paxil gives you boners.
Okay, now hold on a second, because it sounds like we've got a love connection here. I didn't expect that Jed the Fish and Sarah Palin would essentially be speaking the same language, but they seem to be on the same wavelength completely.
A whale. Down it goes, and more up goes its tail.
Mexico and Iceland have the highest per capita consumption of chocolate.
No sky, no earth, but still snowflakes fall.
35% of people who use online dating services are married.
A lovely thing to see through paper windows hole, the galaxy.
This is not exactly a debate.
I feel like I'm having an acid trip. But
the collection of coasters is called Tegestology.
The summer river, although there is a bridge, my horse goes through the water.
What?
I would listen to this radio show, by the way.
An African snail's phlegm is stronger and has more acidity than a car battery.
The wind blows. Ask them which leaf on the tree will be next to go.
My chest hairs look like pubes.
Okay, we're almost out of time here. Governor, we're going to give you the final word.
Harvest moon around the pond, I wonder, and the night is gone.
Touche.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's your instant request. Thanks for writing.
Rachel Nichols, this time tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. The beautiful actress from G.I. Joe is going to be here.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her why the Oasis song is so good. How about that? What do you think about that question?
I think that would meet the same fate as your last question.
It's a tough one to answer, too. All right. You can call right now if you want to weigh in on the premiere of John and Kate last night on the TLC. I did watch it last night. These were their first two new episodes, guys, since they announced the split.
I would have watched that, but Shark Week was on.
I understand.
So yes. I had to watch that instead.
They have had just gangbuster ratings this season. I mean, unbelievable numbers for cable, especially for TLC. I mean, something like 10 million people have been tuning in to see the show this year because there's been so much drama with the, with the split and everything and the girlfriend and the tabloids and all that stuff. So last night was the first show that they have done since they broke up, and they opened the show by talking about that.
Kate and I have decided to separate.
It's not ideal. It's not anything you go into happily.
But if you're determined to see the good and the positive in any situation, it's there.
See, this is why I love Kate, because she's always about the uplifting and the positive and the bright side of everything. That's the one thing I've learned about Kate from watching this show.
I started watching that show. My kids watched it, and I watched the very first episode, and I thought, she is such a bitch. And from that point on, I had no interest in watching that show.
I got to say that I used to watch it, and I didn't think that. I mean, how she had really bad moments, but I just saw what was on her plate.
Right.
I get being like really high strung and getting to needing to get everything done.
Here's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
Bitch got no class.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they both have problems. She is a bitch, and she really is mean to him. But listen to what a zero John is from John and Kate.
It's kind of strange that, you know, we're remodeling our kitchen in the middle of our separation and stuff like that. But, you know, it's something that we already planned beforehand, and the house is the kids. So it's really for them, too, as well.
How did he ever get another woman?
I don't know.
First of all, he's got zero personality, zero charisma. I found out on last night's John and Kate that he is 32 years old.
Is that all?
Why? He looks horrible for 30. He looks 50, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's really doughy and pudgy. He's got the bad hair plugs. Like, I mean, say what you want about the trailer trash that he's been dating since he left Kate, but the miracle is that any other woman agreed to go out with that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
He is quite the zero.
Well, it was disappointing in a number of ways last night. Carolyn, hang on. We'll talk to you in 1 minute because John and Kate, who, let's face it, the kids are the hook for the show.
Yes.
How is this family raising, you know, eight young children? And the kids, by the way, couldn't be more adorable. And that's another topic, by the way. Why is it that white plus Asian equals the cutest kids in the world?
It's so
you
true.
You can't get that combination anyway. White kids, not that good looking. Hispanic kids, not that good looking. There are some cute black kids. White plus Asian, that's the magic formula right there. Cutest kids in the world. But the real reason that this show has been such a sensation the last few years is because people want to tune in and watch John and Kate together. They want to watch their marriage disintegrate, basically.
Sure.
Very little of that last night, but there was a little. There were some scenes where they were in it together, and Kate really shines through with what a gem she is.
John had worked for a kitchen company, so he knew, like, a lot of the lingo, I guess, and stuff, and I didn't know really anything about it.
So what they're doing is they're remodeling their kitchen. This is one of the latest free things that John and Kate get on the TV show. They're remodeling the kitchen, and they're having a meeting with the person who's going to be doing the work about the stuff that they can do to improve the kitchen to make it easier to use for the family. Now, Kate's admitted she doesn't know anything about this sort of thing, and John has experience in this area.
Right.
He has worked in this industry before, but that doesn't mean she cares what he has to say.
About any under-the-counter refrigerators?
No, John. What planet do you live on? What do you use those for?
Okay, so John suggests an under-the-counter refrigerator, and you heard the disgust in her voice at what a ridiculously stupid idea that is.
Bitch got no class.
Now the people who do the work are going to explain to her what that is.
Sometimes people use it for just drinks, like
beverages, kind of soda.
Something the kids can access without going into the large refrigerator. And may or may not have a glass front.
So it could be like their refrigerator.
Maybe he does live on this planet.
It pained her to admit that maybe he knew what he was talking about, and she's just a bitch. Let's talk to Carolyn real quick. She's on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about the return of John plus Kate last night. Hey, Carolyn.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Carolyn.
Do you watch this show regularly?
Oh, yes. Big fan.
Wow.
Huge fan.
Wow.
I too was disappointed, though, last night. There wasn't enough of the interaction between the two of them. I wanted to see them, like, you know, high-fiving each other on the way in and on the way out because they're, like, doing the whole – they're switching in and out instead of making the kids move or something like that.
Right.
So, there was none of that.
But wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. You want to see them high-fiving?
Like, hey, good job. You know, like, they're tag-teaming now. So.
Yeah.
Some awkward moments between that. That's what I was looking forward to.
Do you think the show is over now, essentially, if they're not going to be living together and it's just going to be John plus the kids and then Kate plus the kids?
Yes. The kids are adorable, though. I could watch them, but it's just not as interesting as when it was John and Kate together.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks for the call. Here's Kate bitching at something that John put on the counter. Wait till you hear her reaction and then wait till you hear what it was.
So, yeah, I think we're okay. Can you get rid of those? They're really distracting and ugly.
Okay. He had flowers on the countertop.
What?
And that's the woman's reaction to flowers on the countertop. Can you get rid of those? Those are so ugly and distracting.
Yeah.
And then right after that, Kate said one of the dirtiest things I've ever heard on this show, and she said it in front of her kids.
I like the width of this. I like the length of it.
I was shocked.
What are you talking about?
All right, one more clip from last night's John and Kate, and I love this so much because, you know, Kate is having to do some of the stuff that John normally does when he's at the house, and he's just not there to do it. So they were going to camp out. The kids were going to camp outside in the backyard that night. And so Kate had to put the tent together. Now, this is what I love because, like, it's not tough enough to see the kids telling Kate when she can't put the tent together. Well, Daddy knows how to put the tent together. Daddy knows where all those poles go. Then the people from TLC take the kids separately and interview them in the little interview chair so that they can really dig in that their parents are divorced. There's something really kind of creepy about this line of questioning and what the girls have to say because, you know, Mom's going to see this and one day the kids are going to see this.
How was Mommy at building the tent?
She did a terrible job.
She was really bad at it.
I was afraid it was going to collapse in the middle of the night.
At this rate, we'll camp about next week or sometime around there.
She didn't know what to do, and she's a girl.
Hey, your mom's really stupid, right, kids?
Wow.
Hey, Daddy left you because he doesn't love you anymore, right, kids? I mean, essentially, that's what they're doing to these poor kids.
Wow.
So I don't know what the future is of John and Kate, but we're very disappointed that we didn't get to see any kind of, you know, mud wrestling or something last night.
We only really know one thing.
Bitch got no class.
Right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and what you're about to hear is not a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, the future has arrived. Control insects is what we're talking about.
We had a guy call us the other day, and he said, have you guys heard that they've figured out a way to control the flight of insects with a remote control? And we said, and rightfully so, that's stupid.
Yes.
We've never heard of it, and we're not going to give you a prize. And then
you're on the pipe is basically what we accused him of being, is making up stories.
2 minutes later, Bean went to a website, and the emails started flooding in. They figured out a way to remote control insects.
Come on with that.
That happened. Here's a news story.
If they can do that, before you get to do it, if they can really do that, can't they, like, program flies to leave and stuff like that? I mean, it seems like if we have the ability to do that, let's put insects away.
But there's only, I mean, you have to do it one insect at a time.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm not saying it's not labor intensive. I'm saying it would be worth it. If I could have a fly-free barbecue, let's get on it, science.
But then we could pick people and just attack their barbecues. We could just have them all going nuts.
Oh my God.
Here's the very exciting reporter talking about this story.
Researchers in Michelle Mihardovitz's lab at the University of California, Berkeley, have developed a wireless system to control the flight of a giant beetle. A scientist sends a wireless signal from the laptop to the beetle to start and then stop flight.
They figured out a way to put in something called a microelectromechanical system into this beetle when it's a born.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it grows up, and then they can literally push a button on their laptop, and it'll start flying. And they can push another button on the laptop, and it'll stop.
That's
so it's kind of like those drones that we're using in Afghanistan, for instance, except instead of missiles, we're talking about insects, right?
Insects. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we asked Alex to get us somebody that has some knowledge of this. I believe we have Avery Clarksdale from MIT. MIT is one of the four places that is doing research on this project.
Okay.
Hello, Avery.
Good morning, Kevin and Dave. How are you?
We are good. You're a professor at MIT.
I am. Yes, don't you know? Okay. Working on these systems, and it's just remarkable the kind of work we're doing.
Now, Professor, we are completely out of our depth in discussing this. Did we get the facts?
No, I think Kevin's got it right. We put these in the insects when they're babies.
Okay, they're not babies, but
in the insect nursery.
Okay.
When we feed them with a bottle, we give them the microelectromechanical system.
Okay.
At least I can say that.
Other than that, though, the essence of what we're saying is correct, that you have figured out a way to control insects in flight by using chips, right?
That's right. We put it in the pupa stage, and then when they develop into a full-grown adult insect, we have control over them, don't you know?
All right.
Now, what's the purpose?
Hello?
That's one of our test flights now.
All right.
What is that?
It's a giant beetle, and I'm controlling it flying around the room.
That sounds impressive.
Using a joystick, don't you know?
A joystick, wow.
What are you having him do, Professor?
Landing him now.
Okay.
Any minute now we'll be landing. There we go.
You don't have a very precise control, do you?
No, my assistant Omar is working the control.
What? You have an assistant named Omar?
And it's hard to get him to do what I want, don't you know? I should put a micro-electromechanical system in his ass.
Now, Professor, what is the goal? Is it for military reasons that you want to be able to do this, or scientific research, or what?
Oh, there's numerous ways we can use this technology. We could use it for the military,
mm-hmm.
or even some law enforcement groups could use them.
Like, which
really?
One?
Like,
like which groups?
Well, internationally, the CIA would be interested to use it for surveillance purposes.
Right.
Sure. How about somebody within the borders of the United States?
Domestically, the FBI!
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Would be able to use it.
Comedy for one.
Good.
And it's not just the insects.
What are you talking about?
We're working on this for all kinds of animals to be able to remotely control them.
You're going to be able to remote control every animal?
Yes, we're working on it currently here in the lab.
Awesome.
There's a remote controlled wolf.
Okay.
So we can have sneak up on the enemy.
Yep. How do you have a dolphin? How do you have a dolphin in your room there?
He's in the bathtub.
Okay. All right. I see. And what was that?
A remote-controlled penis.
Okay. Sounds like a jackhammer. What is that?
That's a remote-controlled jackhammer. That's a remote-controlled NASCAR pit crew.
Are we playing Name That Sound with your assistant, Omar? What's going on here?
That's a remote-controlled locomotive that we can carry up and down a trail.
What?
It's a remote-controlled Asian.
What's going on
making them fight each other.
What's going on in there?
A remote-controlled bowling ball.
Well, that's pointless. Why would you want to bowl if you couldn't be there?
So I can play my remote-controlled xylophone.
Why do you need that? That's less impressive than an insect.
All right, we'll bite. What's that about, Professor?
That was some broad I was banging.
Okay. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Well, can you believe it or not, we're already talking about the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it just ended.
I know. People can't get enough of it.
Life and Style magazine is claiming they've got an inside source that says Lou Ferrigno, TV's The Incredible Hulk, will be joining the cast of the ever-popular Dancing with the Stars series.
Now, I don't watch this show, but wasn't Marlee Matlin, deaf actress, on the show, and didn't she dance better than anybody had any right to expect she would?
She did great.
She did.
Yeah.
She apparently was able to feel the rhythm of the music.
Yeah.
Lisa, but Mike was just pointing to Lisa because I paid her to not talk about it, but I guess this season's over.
Yeah, she can talk about it now.
We need some kind of addendum.
All bets are off.
All right.
So,
I'm willing to make a new one.
Yeah.
Lou says, according to Life and Style magazine, I had a good meeting with the producers. It was really positive. They loved the idea of having me on the show.
How would he have said that, Ralph? I'm sorry.
I had a good meeting with the producers. It was really positive. They loved the idea of having me on the show.
So, apparently he's a little uncomfortable. He's never done this kind of dancing before, but he said, I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'll give it my best shot.
So. And no one has asked him to be on TV in 25 years.
Yeah,
there's that. Sure.
He's eager. Although he was just in I Love You, Man, with Paul Rudd and Jason Segel.
Oh, all right.
Just had a big cameo in that film, so he's working. Interesting poll. Familiar
yeah.
with
That's what she said.
NME magazine?
Yes.
Sure.
It's the British music trade magazine over there in the UK. They asked their readers, what are the 20 most overrated acts ever? Overrated musical acts ever.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Give us a list of 20. Interesting list. Number 20 on that list. It is from least overrated to most overrated.
Okay.
Least overrated, you know, in terms of the top 20, Crystal Castles. I'm not familiar with that band. Must be a big UK band, right?
Okay.
Yeah, some of these
current
will be,
band, right?
Some of these will be UK bands, I'm sure. We're not that familiar with them. Lily Allen shows up on the list at number 19.
Hmm.
Metallica, number 18 on the
what?
List.
That's
overrated.
Wrong.
Overrated.
What?
Wrong. Eminem, 17th on the list. 15th on the list, Guns N' Roses. Green Day shows up on the list. 13th is most overrated.
Wrong. Dumb.
Snow Patrol, 12th.
Wow.
Coldplay, 11th. Yeah. Madonna, number 10th on the list as most overrated act of all time. Michael Jackson, 8th on the list. Overrated, according to the NME readers.
Boy, kick a man when he's down.
Or when he's dead, for that matter.
Yeah.
Kanye West, 7th. U2, 5th on the list as most overrated act.
Yeah.
Number 3, Fallout Boy. Listed as most overrated. Second most overrated act ever, according to the NME readers.
Second ever.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, how dare they.
How about
I
that?
I love that band.
How about that?
Can I guess number one?
Number one most overrated act ever, according to the NME readers.
The Beatles.
Not the Beatles, sir. Not even on the top 20.
Okay, sorry.
Not overrated, according to these people. Not at all overrated.
All right.
It's a current act. I'll give you that
a
much of a hint.
Current act.
Is number one on this interesting list.
I don't know.
Kings of Leon?
No, sir. Oh. Not
is it someone
20.
Someone we play on our
it
show?
It is not someone we play on our station.
Okay.
All right. Bruce Springsteen.
Not Bruce Springsteen.
Rap?
Nope.
Pop.
Pop.
Female pop.
Beyonce?
Not Beyonce.
No Doubt.
Ooh.
Not No Doubt.
Oh, you just said Not
Christina.
Doubt. Nope.
Female
Katie
pop.
You're getting Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Very well.
Lady Gaga.
Very well done.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yay!
Lady Gaga, most overrated act ever, according to NME readers. So there you go.
And by the way, that would change if they did this poll in a year. It's just that right now, Lady Gaga is probably getting tons of headlines. And lots
everyone
of articles.
Has just had an ass full of her.
Yeah.
Sick of her, yeah.
Yeah.
I read Lady Gugu over the weekend.
That was
very different. Not the same.
I read Lady Gag Gag over the weekend.
Wow.
It was exactly what I hoped it was.
Must be Thanksgiving in here because somebody wants some stuffing.
Yeah. I can sense Lady Gaga just wants to take a ride on my disco stick.
Really?
I don't know why.
Is that what you think?
I just get that sense.
Where do you get that from?
I don't know. I'm just picking it up. It's a vibe.
That's a strange vibe to get.
Speaking of which, Lady Gaga says she's really into sensitive guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She tells the British tabloid The London Sun that she's highly attracted to artistic men and likes a creative streak so much that his looks come second to her. Well, it's a good thing because
yeah.
Her looks should come second to him, too. You know what I'm saying? Because
your looks are not your selling point. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm getting the effect that
okay. I feel like Chewbacca's at Notre Dame. All right. Emma Watson. Familiar with
yes.
her? She plays...
Oh!
Her Hiney in the
I don't think it's her Hiney.
The
her
Harry
Hiney.
Potter
I think
series.
It's Hermione.
Here's the thing. She plays a witch in those movies, right?
Yes.
She's a warlock or a wizard,
yeah.
wizardress?
Wizard.
Whatever she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Turns out, has actual witches in her bloodline.
Really?
She did an investigation into her family tree
mm-hmm.
and found out there is an ancestor in her genealogy, a lady named Joan Plale. Who was convicted of witchcraft in 1592.
Yeah!
What? Wait, what?
And excommunicated from the Church of England for dabbling in the dark arts.
Oh.
She's got a real witch in her background.
Dude.
She's a witch.
What are you saying?
She's a witch. Thought that was pretty interesting. And Dustin Diamond's in the news, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
He has found someone to publish his autobiography. Screech from Saved by the Bell has announced he has written a tell-all book about the wild times on the set of Saved by the Bell, including, he claims, sexual escapades, drug use, and hardcore partying.
Yeah, all by him?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Look for Behind the Bell on store shelves at the end of next month. You can
I'm not gonna,
do I have
I'm
to?
Not going to do that.
Behind the Bell.
Because we had him on one time and he said he was losing his house to the IRS.
Yes.
And we felt bad.
And we felt bad. And then he asked for people to buy T-shirts, and we gave out the information. Turned out we were told he was lying. That was just a ruse, just a stunt.
It was a big, stupid lie.
Yep.
Who was taking his house?
The IRS.
The IRS!
Was taking his house.
Yeah.
And now we know a little bit more about Dave Grohl's new supergroup.
Oh!
Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters fame, of course. Josh Homm of Queens of the Stone Age. And John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin are getting together.
Wow. Mm.
They're calling it Them Crooked Vultures.
Them Crooked Vultures.
Is the name of the band. Them
That's
Crooked Vultures.
That's a working name, though, right? They can still
nope.
change that.
It's officially Them Crooked Vultures.
That's a placeholder until they come up with a real name.
Their website, it's already been set up at themcrookedvultures.com if you want to go and find out more
information. They don't have to stick with that, though, right?
Them Crooked Vultures is the name of the band. No new music yet, but you can go still go to themcrookedvultures.com.
Terrible name.
And say, what's up with that name? Them Crooked Vultures.
I think I would want to hear what those three do with any name.
No, I'm with
Sounds
you.
Amazing.
By the way, Dave just got a street named after him in his hometown. Did you know that?
No.
They changed one of the streets to Dave Street. I don't know.
I think it was Dave Grohl Way. I think it was.
Grohl Boulevard or something. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. He deserves it.
Absolutely. Today's celebrity birthdays, Daniel Day Kim of Lost. Is 41 years old today. Daniel Day Kim of Lost.
Really? He's having two birthdays today?
President of the United States, Barack Obama, celebrates his 48th birthday. Or does he?
If he wins, the blacks will take over.
That's true. If he wins, the blacks will take over. It's true.
So what happens when we go out to a party with some sisters, huh?
Good question, Mr. President.
You tell us.
He's going to be celebrating today. He's 48.
Is he going out with sisters?
He's going out with some sisters.
All right.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton turns 54 years old today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's your birthday. How do you not know what that means?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh. And Richard Belzer, actor, comedian, stars in Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He turned 65 years old today.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
All right. Congratulations for that.
Yeah, it's a mixture of the British invasion with hillbilly music, something that I know more about than, say, a band who's 20 years old that you wouldn't say that to. I grew up as pretty much a music historian, so.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Wow.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, we're actually going to stay on in the 9 o'clock hour again today.
What?
Again?
That worked. I think it worked. Maybe for you.
I think it worked, yes. I got to tell you something.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future,
yes,
sunscreen would be it.
This is going to, you're going to find this hard to believe, but that was a song that we played on K-Rock a lot. And it was a huge hit.
Yeah, that's true.
It sure was.
It was one of our biggest, quote, songs, unquote.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was huge that year. Haven't heard much of Baz Luhrmann's work since then. But do you think the message sunk in, Kevin? Do you think people are now using more sunscreen as a result of that song? I say no.
No, not at all.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future,
mm-hmm.
sunscreen would be it.
Last time we had our friend Will Ferrell in on the show, he was telling us about a product that had his face and, unfortunately, way too much of his body on the bottle, and it was Will Ferrell's sunscreen. And in case you're wondering where the proceeds from that went to, it went to a place called cancerforcollege.org, and from Cancer for College, Craig Pollard, friend of Will Ferrell's, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Craig, how are you, man?
How you doing?
Good, thank
you. Thanks for joining us. How long have you and Mr. Ferrell been friends?
Oh, gosh, since the mid-'80s at USC.
Mid-'80s, wow.
Isn't that crazy? Does it just blow your mind when you see him becoming the Anchorman and the Ricky Bobby and everything else?
It's just incredible where his career has gone since I've known him since he was 18.
Does he take your calls anymore?
Every once in a while.
Well, the beautiful thing about Will is I know that if we had him on right now, he would say that you're the real hero because you started this Cancer for College back in 1993. Tell people what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and when I was in college, I volunteered for a camp with kids with cancer and started realizing that a lot of the treatments for cancer, like what I went through, a bone marrow transplant, weren't covered by insurances, and so the parents of these kids couldn't even think about putting money away for college. And so when I was a senior at USC, I kind of came up with the concept of starting a charity to provide college scholarships for current and former cancer patients.
Why does the healthcare not cover that?
You know, they do now, but in the 80s, they considered bone marrow transplants experimental.
Wow,
and a lot of the kind of newer, you know, better treatments take a while for the insurances to consider them kind of a mainstream type treatment.
So how have you been raising money for the Cancer for College, the college scholarships for cancer survivors so far?
You know, over the past, 15, 16 years, we've been doing this primarily through different golf tournaments and wine tasting events that we hold throughout the Western United States.
And you're doing a golf classic again?
Yeah, our biggest event is in every year in September, which is this coming up, this September 18th, at the Rancho Bernardo Inn in San Diego, where Will and his wife come do the live auction, and play golf, and everybody gets to meet and greet Will at the event. And we pass out all the scholarships as well.
Oh, okay. And is that why the sunscreen was launched? Is just another revenue stream for cancerforcollege.org?
Exactly. It was back in like November and December, and as all things that Will and I had in college as well, as it all kind of falls back to alcohol. I was having a few scotches and started laughing with Will, saying we had to come up with some sort of product because we kept having more and more events, and I felt bad about inviting him to all these events. Said, you know, we got to make you the Paul Newman of something. And I started thinking of it, since Will's got that propensity to take his clothes off in movies, I thought it'd be funny to come up with a streaking strength formula sunscreen. And we literally just started photoshopping different photos together and came up with these labels and launched it about 6 weeks ago.
It's so hilarious how hairy that guy is.
And you put him on the outside of your sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the actual, we had a body double for Will on one of the labels, as you can tell.
Is he one person that doesn't need to use sunscreen because of how hairy he is?
You know, I think he still needs to use it he's got that, that he doesn't really have that rich, dark tan.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you go to cancerforcollege.org, you not only get more details about the charity and about the golf tournament that's coming up at the Rancho Bernardo Inn September 18th, but you can also buy the sunscreen right through there. And how successful has it been? I would imagine with the kind of promotion that Will was doing for that last movie, you moved a few bottles, I would think.
You know, it really shocked us when we launched it because we didn't really do a whole lot of promotion other than sending a press release out. And we basically sold over 10,000 bottles in about 5 weeks just on the internet.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That is great. Wow.
Yeah, and now we're just starting to get into retail stores throughout the country as well with the product.
What I like about you, though, is that you launch a new product and you don't do any promotion for it.
Well, when you got Will Ferrell, there's not much you have to do other than put his face on a label, and people just love the guy.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
True.
Hey, if you know off the top of your head, Craig, how many scholarships have you contributed to in all the years you've been running the website?
Yeah, you know, we've now donated well over 600 scholarships.
Wow.
And more than $600,000 to cancer survivors, primarily from California. And last year alone, we gave out 300 scholarships.
Wow. Oh, that's impressive. That's great. Do you ever have anyone who says, it's not bad enough I got cancer, now I've got to go to college?
No?
They haven't had that one yet.
Yeah. Cancerforcollege.org is the website. It sounds like a great cause. Mm-hmm. And Craig, thank you for coming on and telling us about today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Hey, did anyone give Ralph the memo that we were on until 10 now? Or?
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's been sitting here waiting for about an hour
the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Garvin. We apologize.
That's all right.
He's ready to go. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
MTV has just announced their 2009 MTV Video Music Award nominations. Some of us will be in New York for this event. We're not sure which one of us, but some of us will be there.
They won't tell us.
We're not quite sure who, but someone... Maybe more than one of us will be there.
We'll be doing the show from New York.
Yes, that much we can say with certainty. How many of us will be doing the show from New York, we're not quite sure yet.
And those shows are always excellent.
The Video Music Awards?
Oh, wait, no. I'm saying our show.
Oh, our shows. Yeah. I think they are. I think they're entertaining.
Yeah, all right.
They're different.
Yes.
Got that going for them.
That is true.
Here are some nominations MTV announced today. Looks like Beyonce and Lady Gaga are the big winners, at least when it comes to... number of nominations. 9 each. Beyonce, her single ladies, put a ring on it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they play that over and over and over again.
I hate that song.
September 13th is when the show will air live on MTV. Lady Gaga also earned 9 nominations for Poker Face and Paparazzi, respectively. Britney Spears got 7 nominations for Womanizer and Circus. That's just not
really?
Right. Yeah, those are pretty
weak. Really?
Pretty weak videos.
Come on.
Jay-Z, Green Day, Eminem, Kanye West, and Coldplay each find themselves vying for several nominations as well on the big night. Russell Brand's going to be the host. Green Day, Pink, Taylor Swift, and Muse will all be performing. Katy Perry, Neo, and Gossip Girl's Chase Crawford so far have been confirmed as presenters for the award show. Here are the Video of the Year nominations. Beyonce, Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It.
I haven't heard that song. All the single ladies, all the single ladies,
all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Lady Gaga for Poker Face. I'd rather Poker Face than...
Did you hear that song? The remix, Poke Her Face?
No.
Yeah, it was Kanye and somebody else. I can't remember.
It's pretty Cuddy, funny. Kid Cudi, Kanye, Kid and Common, I believe. Yeah.
Kid Cudi, Common, and Kanye?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, man. Tourette's.
And they took that song and made a bed out of it.
If you are a stutterer, you do not want to talk about those guys.
Careful.
Common. You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be her either.
Eminem, We Made You, Kanye West, Love Lockdown, and Britney Spears, Womanizer. Those are your Video of the Year nominations. Best Rock Video. Don't get a lot of love in the MTV world.
Yeah,
Those of us here at K-Rock.
Well, it hasn't been a K-Rock music world for a while.
But in this particular category, we do. Coldplay for Viva La Vida. That's still getting nominated for it. Didn't it come out like 4 years ago? Seems like it's been out forever, that album. Kings of Leon, Use Somebody.
Sure.
Green Day, 21 Guns, Fall Out Boy, I Don't Care, and Paramore, Decode from the Twilight soundtrack. So.
Oh, I hope they win.
Oh. If she wins, I will give her my other glove.
And so then she can throw it away.
Give her a scarf and give her other wool products for winter. Is it Christmas already? Wearing sweaters?
Dave, is it a little bit of a funk now that the tour is over and he can no longer spend his weekends following Paramore?
Yeah. What else does he have to do?
Nothing.
Oh, I am always busy. I play basketball, and I go on red carpets, get interviews. He was on the red carpet last night for Spread, the new Ashton Kutcher movie.
Oh, really? Did he get Ashton?
I don't think so.
Okay. Excellent.
I don't think he did.
Good work as usual.
That's good. I think there's a lot
Did
of...
he get any of the other stars?
I don't believe so.
Did he get anybody talking about anything?
Was he just standing there?
I know I passed him by. And did not stop for an interview.
Oh,
I know that much.
Wow, that hurts.
Did he at least yell at you? Was he Mr. Garmin?
So I'm guessing that he probably didn't get other
well, we certainly,
real celebrities.
We probably would have heard about it had he gotten anyone, but apparently not.
Well, but he couldn't even
Ruff
get
Garmin,
you.
Ruff Garmin.
I just kept going by.
It's too fun, isn't it?
It's too easy.
What a waste of testicles you are.
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
That is true. Kirsten Dunst in the news. Apparently, she's got a crush on Rob Pattinson from Twilight. According to Star Magazine, she really was taken with him when she met him earlier this summer and has been flirting with him via text messages, hoping they can hook up.
Yeah, she's got no chance.
He's got options.
Yeah, I think she's just attracted to someone who's got more honked up teeth than she does. She saw him in Twilight. She's like, oh, he's got fangs. Maybe he'll like me. I've got fangs coming out of all directions.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fanglicious. Stephanie Pratt, apparently having a hard time to land a guy. She is Spencer's sister, of course. And
No, she's all right.
She's sort of a celebrity in her own
she's
right.
She's okay. No, I mean, in terms of look, she doesn't deserve a gong.
No, she doesn't.
All right, hang on.
I agree.
Recently, she went on a first date with a guy, according to Star Magazine, and he told her he didn't have any money. So she had to pick up the tab of the date.
Uh-huh.
And then she claims when she wasn't looking, he pocketed the change.
Oh. That is class.
That's pretty strong. Yeah. That's pretty magical. And Brad Pitt in the news. Here's a guy who has everything. He's wealthy. He's a talented actor. He's got a new movie coming out, The Inglourious Basterds. Brad Pitt is not a guy.
Nope.
Man.
No.
Good looking fella.
Let me take that.
He's got six kids. He's got Angelina Jolie in his arm. And apparently he's got his own toilet seat.
Oh.
That he carries with him everywhere he goes because he's grossed out by sharing a toilet seat.
Really?
So he brings his own?
Yes.
Doesn't that seem like a lot of work?
It sure does. But I'm guessing he's got someone to carry it for him.
Yeah.
And then
when he travels,
he
takes his toilet seat with him, according to Star Magazine.
Is that for you know, when he stays for 3 months on a movie or just overnight? That's a lot of work.
Have the full
I'm just saying.
Toilet seat schedule
a lot
here
of work
in front
for
of
one
me,
night.
So I can't really say exactly when, what locations or for how long he uses the toilet seat.
Is that a Toto?
I'd like to take that back.
Would you like to take that back?
That's a good question, Lisa. Does he bring it when he goes to a restaurant for dinner?
Yes, Lisa.
As well.
Yes, he does. In fact, he's had it surgically implanted onto his ass.
That's even better.
So wherever he goes, he just squats down and it's right there for him.
Oh.
Man, you people.
Sorry.
Fred Durst says Limp Bizkit's going to start recording a new album in a few weeks.
That's going to be so bad.
Yeah. apparently he and Wes are already looking forward to some new music that they've written. They've written a bunch of new tunes and can't wait to get in the studio and start cranking out new Limp Bizkit music.
No! Yeah.
Here's, got a point. Here's their first single, by the way. I've got a little piece of it for you.
Oh! Yeah.
They do the keyboard cat?
They're being played off. They're being played off the charts.
No! No!
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores. Here's what you can pick up. No One's First and You're Next by Modest Mouse. Released today.
I can never figure out what that band's saying. Ever. I don't know what the lyrics to any one of their songs are.
You're not a big lyrics guy, though.
No, so but...
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. All right.
Degrassi Goes Hollywood, music from the original movie for Petros and Dave, the King of Mexico. DVDs, new DVDs in stores today. The Soloist with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx. Race to Witch Mountain? Why, that mountain right over there.
Yay!
No! No!
Today, Obsessed with Beyonce and Ali Larter. Labor Pains, featuring Lindsay Lohan. And Flight of the Conchords, the complete second season, also.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, you have to.
Check that out.
It's a great show.
So it's all good. All good in the hood. Today's celebrity birthdays, Daniel Day Kim from Lost. Is 41 years old today. The President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, celebrates his 48th birthday.
When you've got a Negro running for president, you need a first stringer. He's definitely a second stringer.
That happened.
That was really the ugly side of America that came out during that election, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the ugliest people alive.
But at least it's all gone away and they're not being ridiculous anymore.
Yeah.
Buy your own damn fries.
That's right.
Billy Bob Thornton is 54 years old.
I've never met him.
Yeah, you are him.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
No, because he's not Billy Bob Thornton.
Why would he say that?
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty.
No, no, I wouldn't. I'd say you, Billy Bob Thornton, are 54.
Wouldn't make any sense.
No, it's nothing to do with the IRS. And actor and comedian Richard Belzer, the Bells, as he's known, is 65 years old. He looks pretty good for 65.
Yeah?
Yeah. You watch the Law & Order SVU at all?
I'm not a big Law & Order fan.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, what are you doing? What are you thinking?
I don't have time to keep up with what
What are you thinking? What are you doing?
I was catching up on Weeds last night, for example. I'm too behind on that.
The Law & Orders are just spectacular.
Yeah, but they'll be there in 20 years.
Criminal Intent, too, with Vincent D'Onofrio and Jeff Goldblum now has joined the cast. Oh, it's great. Great stuff.
Not saying it isn't.
Richard Belzer is 65 years old and has one nut.
I did not know that.
Little Belzer trivia for you. Yeah, he's got one testicle. Happy birthday, old one nut. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
Is Kat back?
Or she is. Just got back from France.
She went to France, and she went to Dublin to see you too.
Yeah.
That's right. That's pretty awesome. And she's got 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock, including new Rise Against, and she's got Papa Roach and the Airborne Toxic event coming up. I tried.
Yes, you did.
I tried.